आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया मार्क्स मेजर न्यूक्लियर माइलस्टोन एज इंडिजिनियसली बिल्ट प्रोटोटाइप फास्ट ब्रीडर रिएक्टर इन तमिलनाडु'स कल्पकम अटेन्स क्रिटिकैलिटी। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हेल्स द लैंडमार्क अचीवमेंट, calling it a defining step in the country's civil nuclear journey. Campaigning for assembly polls in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry ends this evening. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to bill recognizing Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Indian Army unveils technology roadmap for unmanned aerial system and loitering munitions. And US President Donald Trump threatens to decimate Iran in one night if Tehran fails to make a deal before deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype Fast Breeder Reactor PFBR at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post last night, Mr. Modi said, India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey, advancing the second stage of the country's three-stage nuclear program. Highlighting the technological significance of the reactor, the Prime Minister called it a proud moment for India and congratulated the scientists and engineers involved in the project. A report.
The 500 megawatt electric prototype fast breeder reactor PFBR is located at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu and operated by Bharatiya Nabhikya Vidyut Nigam Limited, Bhavini. It represents a key component of India's long-term nuclear strategy. Once fully operational, India will become only the second country after Russia to have a commercial fast breeder reactor. Criticality marks the point at which a nuclear reactor achieves a self-sustaining chain reaction. This is a key milestone before full power generation, indicating that the reactor core is functioning as designed. It strengthens India's position in advanced nuclear technology and clean energy generation. The project has been built indigenously with contribution from over 200 Indian industries, including several MSMEs, aligning with the government's push for self-reliance under Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. In Assam, on the final day of campaigning today, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is set to address three rallies in the Barak Valley region. Other political parties, including the Congress, will also be holding multiple rallies across the state as parties make their last push to reach voters. Meanwhile, other political parties, including the Ahom Gana Parishad, Ahom Jatiya Parishad and Rai Jor Dal, have also stepped up their campaign efforts across Assam. Campaigning for the Keralam Assembly elections comes to a close today. Political parties have been holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state in a final bid to woo the voters. The focus has been on key issues like development, employment and public welfare. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
Public campaigning for the assembly elections in Kerala will end at 6 p.m. today, with all 140 constituencies witnessing Indians' last-minute activities. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Kerala. The Chief Electoral Office Kerala has directed that non-local party workers and officials must leave constituencies immediately after campaigning ends. Campaigning through media is also prohibited during the silent period. Political advertisement in newspapers today and tomorrow prior approval from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. Meanwhile, postal voting has seen significant progress in Kerala. Of the 34,128 applicants, 28,900 had cast their votes as of yesterday evening. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Puducherry, with only a few hours remaining before the curtain falls on campaigning, the Union Territory is witnessing a flurry of political activity. Parties are crisscrossing constituencies in a final push to win support of voters. More from our correspondent.
Hectic election having continued late into the night yesterday, with BMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin addressing a public meeting. Launching a sharp attack on the ruling front, he described the incumbent government as a dummy engine and accused it of failing to fulfill the long-standing demand of statehood for Puducherry. On the other hand, the ruling NR Congress BJP alliance continued to highlight its development pitch, echoed earlier in the day by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, while carrying out door-to-door campaigns and rallies. As campaigning draws to a close this evening, parties are pulling out all stops to consolidate support and win over voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin, and Vidudhalai Siruthegal Kachi leader Thol Thirumavalavan MP are among the prominent leaders scheduled to campaign today in the Union Territory. Campaigning will conclude at 6 p.m. today, after which no form of canvassing will be permitted. The Election Commission has directed all parties to ensure that non-local campaigners leave the constituencies immediately after the campaign period ends. Following the mandatory silence period, Puducherry will go to the polls on Thursday along with Kerala and Assam. Bibin Astad, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal. The filing of nominations for both concluded yesterday, while candidates can withdraw their names until Thursday. In our ongoing series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Paravur Assembly constituency in Keralam's Ernakulam district. Polling in the state for all the 140 seats will be held on Thursday.
Paravur Assembly constituency in the Ernakulam district is located along the coastal belt of central Keralam and having rich biodiversity and scenic beauty. 7 candidates are here in the assembly election. Sitting MLA and leader of opposition in the assembly, V.D. Sadishan, is the Congress candidate for UDF. CPI leader and sitting MLA of Kaipamangalam in Thrissur district, E.T. Tyson Master, is the LDF candidate at Paravur. BJP leader Valsala Prasannakumar is the NDA candidate. BSP candidate P.K. Rajesh, B.M. Faisal of SDPI, and 2 independents are also contesting at Paravur. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News.
President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, officially declaring Amaravati as the sole and permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh. A Law Ministry notification said the President gave her assent to the bill yesterday. Following her assent, the bill has now become a law. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha had passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 last week during the budget session. The new law accords statutory status to Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, which amended the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016, has also been received the assent of the President. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Army has unveiled a technology roadmap for unmanned aerial system and loitering munitions in New Delhi. This initiative is a significant step towards providing long-term visibility of Indian Army's requirement in the field of unmanned aerial systems. The Indian Army said that the roadmap provides clear, actionable visibility to industry, academia and research and development institutions to channelize investments and technological efforts towards priority areas identified by it. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Army Staff Lieutenant General Rahul R. Singh highlighted the evolving nature of modern warfare and the increasing role of drone technology.
In the last 1.5 years, we have moved on and we've covered a large distance. I remember when we had the first set of discussions and thereafter we called you all for a field demo, there was not even a single drone that could pass the EW test. We moved on. There are a good number of indigenous solutions that have been produced. EP that we had, EP0025 and fast track procurement shows that Indian industry is growing at a good pace.
U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning, saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy route, is not reopened before the deadline. President Trump has set a deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow for reaching an acceptable deal that ensures the free flow of energy through the Gulf. Speaking at a press conference at the White House, President Trump said the U.S. could target Iran's energy and transport infrastructure if the strait remains closed. He warned that Iranian systems could be destroyed swiftly if no deal is reached, while noting that some Iranian leaders appear to be negotiating in good faith, though the situation remains uncertain.
I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this.
Meanwhile, Iran has rejected U.S. proposals for a ceasefire, demanding an end to hostilities, reconstruction assistance, and the removal of sanctions. NASA's Artemis II mission, which is traveling around the far side of the moon, has set a new record for the farthest distance humans have traveled from Earth. The Orion spacecraft, carrying four astronauts, reached about 2,52,752 miles from Earth during a flyby of the moon's far side, surpassing the Apollo 13 record of 2,48,655 miles set in 1970. American space agency NASA, in a social media post, said the crew is now on a 7-hour lunar flyby, observing the moon's far side and studying features like Rainer Gamma and the Glushko crater. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsa Pala Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. Meanwhile, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Indian shooters are set to begin their campaign at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup with mixed team events in the 10-meter air rifle and 10-meter air pistol competition at Granada in Spain today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Trump threatens Tehran with night of destruction. Headlines the Hindustan Times, while the Times of India headlines US-Iran rejects ceasefire plan. Trump says, surrender or else. And the Hindu headlines, Iran intel chief killed as Trump's deadline to open strait looms. A major story covered on the front page of all newspapers is the security breach at the Delhi Assembly. The Statesman headlines, man crashes into Delhi Assembly high security zone under scanner for mental instability. While the Pioneer headlines, major security breach shakes Delhi Assembly. Another prominent story covered in most newspapers is the deletion of around 45% of the 6 million voters placed under a discrepancy category after adjudication. The Tribune headlines SC no to set deadline for deciding appeals against inclusion of 20 lakh in Bengal SIR. A story covered in the Economic Times says tech hiring has taken a hit at a time when companies are shedding staff because AI is taking over roles that humans did. The editorial in the Indian Express titled Don't Overlook Cancer Among Children says that India's pediatric cancer burden, underscored by the latest findings by the Global Burden of Disease 2023, reveals a landscape marked by persistent gaps. Cancer is now the 10th leading cause of death among children, with an estimate 17,000 deaths in 2023. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thanks, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India marks major nuclear milestone as indigenously built prototype fast breeder reactor in Tamil Nadu's Kalpakkam attains criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails the landmark achievement, calling it a defining step in the country's civil nuclear journey. Campaigning for assembly polls in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends this evening. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to bill recognizing Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Indian Army unveils technology roadmap for unmanned aerial system and loitering munitions. And US President Donald Trump threatens to decimate Iran in one night if Tehran fails to make a deal before deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.